McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
From Taiwan and students in China today cannot learn about where she grew up because the Chinese Communist Party deems the three T's inappropriate for schools. What makes the CCP censorship of Taiwan, Tibet, and Tiananmen Square different from the Republican Party censorship of diversity, equity, and inclusion? A legislature that votes to censor education is fearful of the power of knowledge and no better than the Chinese Communist Party. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, when you're trying to have a reasonable conversation, because what we do is we don't allow full courses of study predicated on the idea that men are bad because they were men, or that women are bad because they're women, or, you know, that people have certain views because they're white or they're black, or, you know, the premise of gender studies and of critical race theory and of intersectionality, the things that the bill HB 999 that Alex Andrade is running will eliminate as courses of study, as official courses of study funded by the state. We do not believe that those are useful, helpful, true, therefore we're not going to teach them, which is, you know, look, if you woke up one morning and discovered that FSU was teaching courses in white supremacy, how would you react? Well, you would be upset about that. And if we tried to shut those down, would you say, no, academic freedom, how dare you? The Chinese don't teach about Tiananmen Square, and they should, and you're not going to teach white supremacy, and you should teach it. If people want to study that, let them study it. These are the arguments that get made. If people want to study it, let them study it. Well, you know, the interesting thing about a state-run university is you don't get to study anything you want to study. You get to study the courses of study that the state, as the funding mechanism through the taxpayers, believes are useful for the state. And we don't believe that critical race theory and gender studies are useful for the state to benefit our students. So if you want to study those things, go study them privately. That's fine. This is not censorship about reporting or learning. In fact, historical facts are required to be learned by you, by Florida students. This is the choice that certain majors and courses of study representing noxious viewpoints that teach things that are hostile to our core American beliefs about individual value and personal responsibility and being against judging and condemning people on the basis of their race and seeing them through that lens. Those things are bad. You know, so, okay, fine. But, you know, we're in this vein. I thought it was funny listening to all of the comments, all of the different things that the opponents were saying about how evil Republicans are for their beliefs. That was a student, Alexis Dorman, at FSU. This is Don Tolliver from National Action Network.
In Exodus, there was a Pharaoh, as we have one in the state of Florida, and his henchmen, which you fall to be those. Look at their demise and their exodus and what happened to them. If you do not follow God's law, you'll see what happened to you. Thank you.
So we got a Pharaoh, we got a Chinese Communist Party. That's DeSantis he's talking about. DeSantis is the Pharaoh. Let my people teach. That's kind of the rallying cry here. And, of course, the one that you would expect to hear a lot of.
You would be silencing curriculum that gives students a voice. No matter how hard you try to erase them and their history, you will not succeed. I ask you to pick up one of my textbooks. You'll learn the benefits of transparent education and the consequences of fascism.
Oh, it's fascism. It's new. It's the new political N-word. Call somebody a fascist. Sarah Peckett, sociology at UCF. Here you have Olivia Solomon from March for Our Lives at UCF.
I'm graduating a year early as I can't get a proper education here. As a Jew, I know the dangers of fascism and censorship of education. Fascists aren't looked upon kindly in history, and this is exactly what you'll be if you vote for this bill. Thank you. Please vote no.
Thank you very much.
I think fascist should be the drinking term. You want to play angry student and teacher rally bingo drinking game. This is the one that you drink on. Andrew Gothard, the president of United Faculty of Florida. So not just a teacher, but a teacher's teacher.
Out of all of this, the vote today is actually very simple. You can choose to vote for freedom, or you can choose to vote for fascism.
There it is.
History will judge you today. Govern yourselves accordingly.
All right. So we're all a bunch of fascists. By the way, what is fascism? It was kind of interesting because I thought, you know, based on the way they are misusing this word, people who claim to be educated at the college level about things like sociology, political science, and, you know, gender studies and intersectionality and all of the rest of it. I thought the fact that they kept misusing the term fascism was kind of an indictment of how the universities are doing these days anyway. I'll talk about that in a second. Before that, we got Gracie Wolf sitting in this morning for Candy with traffic on the fives.
We have an accident on Navarre Parkway right now. This is going to be heading in the eastbound direction right off of Whispering Pines Boulevard with a roadblock and backing up almost to Navarre Beach Causeway. So just keep that in mind. You are going to see some slow-moving traffic leaving Navarre heading towards Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther. Other than that, we're looking good on our roads on I-10 and I-110. Nothing to slow you down throughout Garcon Point, Pensacola, and into Mobile and Gate of NAS Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down. See someone else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
All right. Thanks so much, Gracie. So since the word fascism gets thrown around a lot about Governor DeSantis by critics who apparently don't actually know what fascism means, I thought I would take a second to educate, since apparently they're not doing this at the college level anymore. Fascism would mean, and this is, you know, basically our best examples of this would be Italian and German fascism, right? You have Nazi National Socialism and the Italian Fascist Party. So, worship of the state, holding the state above everything, statolatry, kind of a nationalism for your political unit. I don't think anybody really believes that's true about Governor DeSantis in Florida, but if you believe it, okay, fine. A belief that violence, militarism, and warfare are basically good and normal. That we should be engaging these things, and that violent suppression, dominance, dominion, aggression, endless war, those are good things. Do you think DeSantis believes that? Okay. Racial superiority, nativism, you know? I know that people accuse him of that, but just look at the evidence. Look at the evidence regarding his... you know, his relationships with black people, what he does in terms of fighting racism. I don't agree. Now, the anti-immigrant, there's truth in that one. Okay, there's some elements of that. There's always going to be some overlap, okay? But I don't think you can say the racial superiority one. I know his critics will say that. State control of the economy, good Lord. You understand that fascists believe in heavy levels of interventionism in the economy. Do you think that's what DeSantis believes in? Do you think that's what Florida's practicing? Or do you think we're practicing economic freedom? Right? It's the rest of the world that controlled the economy during COVID pandemics, right? We're pretty low on that scale. Dictatorship by a single individual. I could see the argument. He's a very strong character. He's advocating a very strong agenda, and he's certainly imposing it on the legislature. If you want to tag him with one, that's probably the closest one. State-controlled society, which then expands into an empire. Well, if you think that what he's trying to do is create an empire, I see where you're coming from, but I don't think so. Propaganda, romantic symbolism, and mass mobilization of the idea. Is he engaged in that, or is he fighting that? Masculinity, youth, and charismatic authoritarian leadership. There are other political leaders in the U.S. that I think that would apply more to. Anti-egalitarianism, a belief in superiority of some and inferiority of the others. No. He's actually saying the exact opposite. We need to be equal, right? We need to practice equal opportunity. Ultranationalism. Again, no, I don't see that one. Forcible suppression of dissent and opposition. I know the critics will say that. Or are they, or this is like the bill to prevent violent protests, you know, that kind of stuff. Or is that an effort to say, you know, keep the streets calm when you have the rest of the country is seeing billions of dollars worth of property damage and we don't have that in Florida during the Black Lives Matter protests? Is that promoting law and order or is that suppressing dissent? Natural social hierarchy. That's another element of fascism. Again, this kind of social Darwinism notion. Certainly not. Subordination of the individual to the nation and the race. Opposite? The exact opposite. So if you look through the things that fascists actually believe historically, there's a thing here, a thing there that I can see where you're coming from. But for the most part, very much not. And this is the point. Is fascism is no longer an actual descriptive of a meaningful term or a political movement in history that was very involved in World War II. It's a slur. It's a catch-all. It's a shorthand for we really don't like your viewpoint. You're on the right, and we want to be able to do something that you're telling us we cannot do, which is the problem. If that's the way university students are thinking, it means they have not been exposed to different viewpoints. They have not been properly educated. And the fact that these students keep showing up and saying such ridiculous things and teachers saying such ridiculous things at these hearings, is the indictment of the system that they're saying doesn't need to be reformed. And my favorite, I left this one for last, Adam Riley.
Thanks for having me here. What a privilege to come here and speak with you. I didn't know how Sauron made his orcs, and some of you are looking great after pulled out of that placenta. So I just want to say, I could say substantive stuff to you, but I watched you do this last year, watching you do it again. If I am this bad at my job, I get fired. I don't know why you're still here. Thank you for eroding at our freedoms.
Thank you,
because
Adam.
The overwhelming majority of Floridians think they're doing a good job. And some of them who are fans of Lord of the Rings would know that Sauron didn't make the orcs. He helped breed them, but he didn't make them. So anyway, you know, that's where we've come to in this debate is Republicans are Sauron's orcs. Okay. It's good to know that we can have an enlightened conversation, meaningful on the facts and interesting in the clash of ideas. 621 on News Radio 92.3. If you're an employer and you're thinking about how much you love going to work today so that you can work on employee benefits plans or payroll or HR, look, you don't have to worry about that stuff. You can call Torgerson Causey and they'll handle it for you. And look, if you love doing it, great, keep doing it. But if you don't, if you feel like, man, that's annoying, I wish I didn't have to do it, I don't want to waste time on it, yeah, that's what they do. And they'll come in and look at what you're doing right now, just like they did for us about 5 or 6 years ago, Cat Country and News Radio. They looked at everything we were doing and said, we can do this better, we can do this better. There you can save a little bit of money. Here are your options now, which we didn't really have before. My experience, like my wife is a detail-oriented person. Our experience with this has been fantastic. And, you know, as far as answering questions, they're always there. So very good at what they do. Helping local businesses run employee benefits better. More than 20 years in business locally, 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Join the Escambia County Department of Purchasing this morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss their upcoming new task order program. They will be discussing how this process will allow for streamlined competitive bidding among qualified vendors. If you or someone you know wants to do business with Escambia County, then tune in this morning at 9 and learn more about the task order program.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Ricky, I'm a driver's wife. I don't work.
Good morning, 625 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Gracie Wolf is in for Candy this morning with our traffic on the fives. Gracie?
We have an accident with slowdowns on 98 right now. Navarre Parkway at Whispering Pines Boulevard has an accident with a roadblock causing extreme slowdowns in the eastbound direction. It's going to be backing up to 87 now. So just keep that in mind. If you're heading eastbound from Navarre to Mary Esther or Windhaven Beach, you're going to see a good amount of traffic this morning. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Gracie. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman reportedly could be in the hospital as much as 2 more weeks. Fetterman checked himself into Walter Reed Military Medical Center on February 16th to be treated for clinical depression. According to a CNN report, he's making progress in his recovery. One of 5 men charged with plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is scheduled to appear at a plea hearing today. Brian Higgins is accused of conducting surveillance of her summer home as part of the alleged plot. The Michigan Attorney's General Office has not said whether he's been offered a plea deal. And the Maine lobster industry is suing California's Monterey Bay Aquarium for defamation. The Maine Lobstermen's Association, the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association, and some other groups say the aquarium defamed the lobster industry by downgrading the lobster in their Seafood Watch program. The lawsuit alleges that the Monterey Bay Aquarium's program urged people to avoid eating lobster caught in Maine. And Seafood Watch says they did that because of the risk that the lobster industry places on North American whales.
I remember this story. It had to do with the entanglements from the trap lines,
right.
I think, was
right.
What the deal was. interesting. Hard to make the connection for me to defamation there, because the underlying predicate of defamation is you'd have to prove they knew it was false. So if,
right,
if they have evidence that what they were saying they knew was false, that'd be one thing. But the fact that they said a thing and it hurt somebody else, that's not defamation. It's got to be false for it to be defamation. So I guess we're going to have a trial about whether the lobster traps actually harm the whales, I suppose, is where this is going to go. David, thanks so much for the update. 628 News Radio 92.3. If you're 40, 50, maybe pushing 60, something like that, and you have parents who are, you know, in their 70s, 80s, that kind of vicinity, maybe upper 60s, you might have noticed them behaving differently. It happens, okay? I saw this, you know, with my grandmother, okay? I've seen this with other people, with their relatives. It happens. And when that takes place, you tend to want to deny it. You tend to want to pretend it's not happening. But what you realize is that they don't remember things as well, maybe significantly. Maybe there are accidents. Okay, my grandmother had an accident all of a sudden out of nowhere. Like, what's going on here? Or it could be activities of daily living, you know, bathing, dressing, grooming, cooking, cleaning, that kind of stuff. Well, don't ignore that stuff. Pay attention to it. I know the conversations are hard, but this is why you have them, because they may need a little bit of extra care in order to stay independent. You know, care that you can't provide anymore. That's what assisted living is all about. That's what John Horton does. He helps you figure out what are the real needs that people have, where's the right place to get those needs met, what kind of costs are involved, you know, what kind of culture for the place is involved, like what's the right one for you, and it's no charge. So if you're going through this and you're kind of not sure what to do, call John Horton and talk to him. Assisted living locators, again, no charge. He doesn't charge you anything. 712-0887 for assistedlivinglocators.com. 629 on News Radio 92.3, the 27th Annual Gulf Breeze celebrates the Arts Festival, March 25th and 26th. More than 100 local, regional, and national fine artists, a student art show. I recommend you go into the school and look at the art on the walls. That's one of my favorite parts, honestly. It's kind of like when, you know, the fair is going on. I like to go in the buildings and look at all the art and stuff because it's cool. Same thing when you go to the Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. So you can find out more information at newsradio923.com. Also, this weekend, Council on Aging West Florida is having its second annual Kites on the Coast event Friday, March 17th from 4 to 10 out at Pensacola Beach, and then Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come watch, fly kites, vendors, food trucks, all kinds of stuff put on by Council on aging. Wonderful program. This now their second year doing it. And Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene product, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations. You can find out more at newsradio923.com. Hey, coming up in a moment, very cool thing that's going on in Milton. And I'm going to let the owner of the project tell you about it. Trust me, you'll want to hear about this. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir? David will have your local news coming up next, right after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The first hearing in a closely watched abortion case takes place today in Texas.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek will hear arguments over the drug mifepristone. For two decades, the Food and Drug Administration has given its approval to the drug, which is used for medically induced abortions. The group challenging the drug's availability was also active in the push to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the ruling, which could come at any time following the hearing, could potentially disrupt access to the widely used drug, even in states where abortion is legal. And clashes last night at UC Davis in California.
Riot police forced to take down a violent, chanting crowd as they harassed people waiting in line for a Turning Point USA speech by Charlie Kirk.
Fox's Marion Rafferty, too, arrested again in the protests against the conservative podcaster. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Clear skies, 43 right now in Pensacola. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city's planning to reach out to the owners of Club Climax in Pensacola to discuss the recent violent issues near their nightclub.
Yeah, absolutely. I think any time that we have a property or that has a common issue, especially something this serious, it's our duty to look at that and have conversations with ownership and, you know, at the end of the day, do what's best for the city. So it's too early to say what that is.
This comes after a 23-year-old man was shot and killed in the parking lot across the street from that club last weekend. PPD is still investigating that murder. So far, no arrests have been made. It's not the first fatal shooting at that club. Back in May of 2019, a drive-by shooting left a young woman dead. Life in prison for a Pensacola man convicted of a home invasion that ended with him kidnapping a woman, raping her, and then stealing her car and debit card. 42-year-old Billy Ray Smith Jr. was sentenced to life in prison last week. That home invasion happened in August of 2021. Representative Alex Andrade's bill to make it easier to sue news media has now gone through the House Civil Justice Subcommittee. That was approved in a 14-4 vote yesterday. The bill now heads to the Judiciary Committee and could head to a full House, to the full House for a vote after that. Critics of the bill say it's an attempt to silence the press. Andrade calls it journalism 101. Escambia County Public Schools looking to hire more campus security officers. The school district says the ideal candidate would have prior law enforcement or even military experience and would need to be passionate about working with children. Applicants will go through an extensive training curriculum with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. If you're interested, you can apply online at the district website. They say you should apply early as the training process is quite extensive. A manhunt underway for a former Maryland Larry Hogan administration aide who skipped out on a federal fraud and embezzlement trial in Baltimore. The U.S. Marshals Service has issued an arrest warrant and released a wanted poster for Roy McGrath. They say they've initiated an interstate fugitive investigation. One of McGrath's neighbors here in Florida says he's seen armed plainclothes officers in his community.
I would say there was like three or four at the first house, and then at Roy's house, there was probably about eight-ish, where there's law enforcement standing outside the house, fully armed.
And the former Maryland governor's chief of staff was due in court on Monday, never showed up despite plans to fly to Baltimore from his home in Naples. McGrath's wife and defense attorney have both expressed concerns regarding his welfare. Governor Ron DeSantis says protecting Ukraine from Russia's invasion isn't a vital asset or vital interest to the U.S. In response to a question from Fox News' Tucker Carlson, DeSantis dismissed the conflict as a dispute between two countries. The potential Republican presidential candidate said the Biden administration's blank check funding for Ukraine with no defined objectives distracts from the U.S. U.S.'s most pressing challenges at the moment. It is 635 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at your traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. We have extremely slow-moving traffic on 98 right now. This is going to be at Whispering Pines Boulevard. We have an accident with a roadblock backing up to 87 heading eastbound. We're also seeing slowdowns on Whispering Pines Boulevard getting onto 98. So just keep that in mind. Navarre leaving Navarre, heading towards Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther Field. You're going to see some heavy slowdowns this morning. Other than that, we're looking good throughout Pensacola. Gates of NAS Pensacola checking in clear, as well as I-10 and I-110. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to 850-2626-111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another beautiful sunny day today with temperatures slightly cooler than average. High today near 65 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. We'll warm up slightly as you go into Thursday. High near 72. Mostly sunny skies Thursday, and Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 43 clear skies in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, and 40 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Even before the weekend collapse of Signature Bank, federal prosecutors already had the firm in its sights. Bloomberg News says Signature was being examined for its work with crypto clients. Justice Department investigators in Washington and Manhattan were examining whether the New York bank took sufficient steps to detect potential money laundering, such as monitoring transactions for signs of criminality. The Securities and Exchange Commission was also looking into the bank. After laying off 11,000 employees in November and announcing another 10,000 layoffs yesterday, Meta Platform CEO Mark Zuckerberg warned that new economic reality could continue for years, leading to even more layoffs. Zuckerberg blamed higher interest rates, geopolitical unrest, and increased regulation for creating a tough climate for companies. But he says Meta will continue to invest heavily in the future. On Wall Street, futures are sharply lower this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
If you run a business, you need to hear this. Hey, I'm Bobby Rossi for ADX Digital. Besides having four great radio stations at ADX Communications, we also have ADX Digital, which is our digital platform to help businesses target customers you want. Your business probably already does social media advertising, and that's great. At ADX Digital, we go beyond the scope of social media. We can turn your business's social media post into an ad that looks just like your post, but we deliver it to thousands of websites and apps based on your target customers using strategies like our online and offline behaviors, keywords, AI, and more. Let our team show you all the different products we help businesses each day, just like yours. From geofencing your competitors, retargeting, targeting or native display, or running video commercials or connected TVs, take the time to call 850-262-6000 and get all the information you need to make 2023 a great year for your business. Call 850-262-6000 or go to adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me!
Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
And if you aren't, I don't know what I can do to help you. We always like to make our guests feel at home when they come on the show, especially for the first time. So naturally, when I wanted David Weber, the owner of Weber Skate World in Milton, to come on, of course we're going to play some Bee Gees for him. David, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you. Does that make you feel right at home?
Yes, sir.
Good. So for people who don't know, we have a couple of roller skating rinks in the Pensacola, you know, Santa Rosa, Escambia vicinity. Give us your, like, just real, you know, the pitch for Weber's Skate World, in case people don't know, the beautiful outside mural, inside everything, how active it is. You tell them what they don't know about your operation.
Well, I bought it about 4 years ago to change it, to just bring families back into skating. And it went from the first night, you know, after I rebuilt it, I redid everything, restructured it. I made it like the nicest skating rink in the country. When you walk in, it all glows in the dark. There's 174 black lights, so you can actually run the whole session like it's a nightclub for kids, but just all family-oriented. And when I did that, it went from doing, you know, like 10 birthday parties or 30 a weekend. So now it's a community thing where all the families come. Yeah, we have all kind of special nights. We do special theme nights. We do, you know, late skates, and we do Christmas with Santa and all kinds of things at the skating rink. And basically we just modernized it and made it so families would come. So it's taken us about 4 years, but now it's a tremendous business there.
I will tell you,
that's Skate World.
I love it. And the reason I wanted to have you on is because I had heard you talk at City Council about a project you're working on. I had ridden with my wife past it the other day when we ride our bikes. And what I have noticed riding near your, right in front of yours on Dogwood, is, you know, how busy it is on Saturday afternoons, midday, you know, or on Sundays, midday. I'm like, holy smokes, they must be doing something right. That's not the reason I wanted to have you on, but I wanted to give people a little bit of context about what you've been doing with Weber Skate World. The project you're working on now, outside to the north, kind of across the street, basically, you're building what?
I'm building a parabolic 200-meter bank track. Basically, my goal, I bought Skate World for one reason. It was for speed skating. By buying the skating rink, I was able to get kids involved in speed skating, which in turn, you have enough members. I have about 100 members at Skate World. Which the goal was to build a bank track, the only one in America, to get the world championships to Milton. And right now, you know, I've got the bank track is built. Probably be another month and a half. I'm waiting on handrails before that open up so that my kids can start skating on it competitively. I'll build it so in the next 3 to 5 years, World Skate, which is speed skating, they're going to put their stamp of approval because I had it engineered through them. So I'm going to try to get the world championships here. I'm saying it's probably going to be 3 years, 4 years at the most, because the next 2 years is in Italy. And then, you know, not only is it just going to be for speed skating, I'm going to open it up to public maybe once or twice a month. It's going to be a special event there. I'm going to do, you know, Christmas and all kinds of stuff on it. Let churches, groups rent the whole facility. It's going to be like a big old park that people are going to be allowed to skate on.
So for people who haven't seen it, and I know they haven't, okay, you look at it, and it's outside. It's an outdoor venue, and it's a large oval with banked ends, and then you're going to have grandstands all around that for people who can watch. And in case they're not picking up on the significance of this, international world championships are going to be held here.
Yes.
And in fact, you guys are already in the running. I think it's you and Miami are the two finalists for, is it this year for the U.S. championships? Is that right?
Yeah, this year. Yeah, they would have definitely already signed with me if they knew I was finished. They have kind of like a clause if you're not finished yet or whatever before they can sign it in. But they moved it to August. It was in May. So with them moving it, I will be open. Whether it's there or not, I'm not sure. But after this year, I already hold the biggest tournament in the United States in Milton. Number one tournament in this, you know, is in Milton, Florida. We have about 400, 500 contestants every year that come to town for 4 days.
And that's speed skating, indoor speed skating.
Indoor speed skating and outdoor, because I usually do it at Milton High School, the outdoor part on Mondays. So it's an indoor-outdoor, basically.
Oh, okay.
And I have, you know, like Aaron Jackson, you know, the Olympic champions, and Chad Harrison, Derek Pratt, all the guys that won gold medals in speed skating, all skated inlines first. And they have all been to my meet or raced at my tournament in over the last 25 years. Because I've owned the rink for 4 years, but I've put on the tournament 27 times in my lifetime in Milton. And that's kind of what I'm known for, speed skating. And that's what I kind of bought the rink for. And, you know, it's always been a dream. All of us guys from Just Snow that you know, City Council, we've talked about it since I was 20 years old. Having a facility that has an indoor facility, a parabolic track, and a road course. And next year, I'm going to build a road course. I'm going to have the only facility in the world that has all three things.
Wow.
So I'm going to make it somewhere that everybody's going to stop there. Milton is going to be the destination. That's been my goal for speed skating. And that's just been me my whole entire life.
And I love it. And, you know, I think American Magic is getting all of this attention for having brought this unique thing to Pensacola. And here in our backyard, in a place that only locals probably, and of course the community of skating knows, and that's why I wanted to tell people about this, because it's amazing what is being done in Milton through your operation. David, hang on for just a second. Let me get a quick traffic report from Gracie, who's filming for Candy this morning.
We are seeing slow-moving traffic on 98 in Navarre. This is going to be due to an accident at Whispering Pine Boulevard. It's backing up past 87. If you're heading eastbound out of Navarre, heading towards Mary Esther and Windhaven Beach, expect extremely slow traffic this morning heading eastbound. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
Thanks so much, Gracie. Back to David Weber, the owner of Weber Skate World and the builder who is putting together this parabolic, you know, racetrack, the only one in the U.S. of its kind. And, I mean, it's amazing. In little old Milton, just up the road on Dogwood. David, give people a sense of this, because I've not watched, obviously, what happens at your operation, but what kind of speeds do people get up to when they're competing in these kind of races? Like, what kind of speed will this track handle?
Well, the other day we were on it. With the kids, you know, I'm a world class. I have about 15 world class kids that I do a lot of training with. Train about 9 times a week, and they were running 28, and they weren't even wide open. They were just kind of getting the feel of the track. And
miles
it's not
per hour.
Coded yet. So, yeah,
wow.
You know, they'll hit 35. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, on this track, because I mean, they were really running 80% the other day, just because it's not coated yet and there's no handrail up top, so I won't let them open up on it. But it's going to be the fastest track in the world. It's the newest design. I have the only track in the world that's only 18 feet wide. All the old tracks are 26 feet wide. They narrowed this track to make it more like indoor racing, that's what I feel like, because now it's just faster because the corners come up quicker. Even though it's the same track at the 200 meter, because that's how you, from the inside, it's not quite as wide. So those banks come up a whole lot faster. So there's a lot more racing up top and in the middle instead of at the bottom. So it's going to be, I'm excited for it. Like I said, it's going to be a, you know, Outdoor Nationals will be held here. Every year from here on out until somebody else builds a track, because I'm going to make it happen. I mean, that's kind of what I built it for. And we'll do residency for, you know, other countries will come here to stay here, just skate on the track. You know, there's already 6 people moved here because of the track for speed skating.
How many
Yeah,
I was just going to say, how many people do you think will actually come to Milton just to train on your track when it's up and built?
Everybody that speed skates the United States will come here. They will come here at least once or twice a year. They already come here once for, now it'll be for 6 days. So now my tournament's going to go from 4 to 6 days because of the track. So, and then ODN will be in May usually, and they'll stay here for 10 days. And there's usually about 500 or 600 contestants for that. So, you know, you look at those two events alone right there, and residency, probably every month there'll probably be 100 kids come just to train on the track.
That's so unbelievable. How much do you have in it? What does the project cost roughly? You don't have to say it's your private business.
With me owning the project, I've done a lot of the work myself, but I'm probably $1 million in it.
Wow.
When it's all said and done with.
If you had to ballpark, just a ballpark, have you looked at like economic impact for this, or had, you know, the Haas Center or anybody look at, you know, kind of what's the impact economically you expect?
Well, I really, between you, don't know. I just know.
That's fair.
Just from my tournament, you know, just from my tournament alone, what it brings to the community for 4 days. So you figure 3 months out of the year for the county, we're going to have, you know, 10 to 20,000 people here skating on my track, and across the world. I don't even know who's going to come. They're already calling me from everywhere to just come skate on it because it's the newest thing. It's going to be cool. I'm excited. I'm itching because, you know, I want it done already, but I've had to wait on everything from, you know how it goes.
Yeah,
everything. You wait, hurry up, and then you wait. But as soon as the handrail's up, we coat the track next month. I had to wait 30 days after it was poured to coat it. So next month we'll coat it. It's going to be nice because I'm going to have, not only do I have all the lights set up, I have 24 lights on it. I also have a glow-in-the-dark light that's underneath the railing that's built into it. So, you know, I can have sessions out there, have families come out and enjoy the place, especially certain times of month.
Well, it is genuinely amazing. When you stumble upon it, you'll be like, the what now? You know, and then thousands of people here for these events, I love it. And I just wanted to focus on it a little bit today. David Weber, he is the owner of Weber Skate World. David, hey, man, thanks for what you've done for rejuvenating skating in Milton and for bringing this world-class facility here to Milton so that we can enjoy, you know, being the center of attention of the whole skating world at it. I appreciate it. And thanks for what you do, man. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. 652 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
My heart only runs on Supreme. So
National average for a gallon of gas, 346. Florida's getting close to that, 339. Texas is 306, and California is 489. And Navarre this morning, 318 east and west at the Walmarts. Everybody else is 323. 318 at the CEFCO in Milton. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 325. The station's in Pace. On a 9 mile, you got 311 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market, 311 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, you got 316 at the Shell at Cervantes in Pace. 655 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives from Gracie.
We still have extremely slow-moving traffic on 98. We have an accident on Navarre Parkway at Whispering Pine Boulevard that is causing some heavy slowdowns heading eastbound, backing up to about 87, also causing some slowdowns if you're going southbound on 87, trying to get onto Navarre Parkway. It's starting to show some delays there. Also looks like we're having an accident on Whispering Pine Boulevard just north of 98. So just keep that in mind. It's real slow right now and real messy. So just keep that in mind as you are heading eastbound on 98, leaving Navarre, heading towards Windhaven Beach. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks so much, Gracie. Now we've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headline. I was just interviewing David Weber, and I'm going to David Wayne. So I'm like getting my David W's confused.
Very confusing.
It is, right?
Yeah. The first hearing in a big case involving an abortion drug scheduled for today in Texas.
If the judge does rule to take mifepristone off the market, what we would see is major national implications, and those who are seeking abortion access, even in blue states, would be impacted.
That's Chloe Atkins from NBC. It's unclear if that judge will make a decision today. The drug was approved all the way back in 2000. The lawsuit claims the government deliberately ignored harmful side effects. Hundreds of thousands without power in California. That atmospheric river still pounding the state with the high winds and drenching rains. About 30 million people under flood alerts there. And free diver David Wenzel has set a new world record. The 40-year-old Czech diver took one breath, dove through a hole drilled in Lake Sils in Switzerland, apparently dove 170 feet below the surface of the ice, and placed a sticker, came back up through the hole and set a free diving record.
So it's graffiti.
Absolutely.
It's really cold graffiti.
Very cold.
It's vandalism we're celebrating here. Is that right?
Well, and he definitely celebrated because the first thing he did was pop a bottle of champagne.
So it's public intoxication. It's defacing public property. And okay, all right, I just want to know what we're celebrating. That's fine. David, thanks so much for the update. 657 here on News Radio 92.3. If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet, or, you know, like the water pressure is not good or the water temperature is not good, and you want to take care of those problems, because you should. You're an adult. Take care of them. Barberry Plumbing. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. 477-8782. 6:58, time for future news. That's when Gracie and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, will the world-class, first of its kind in the United States, speed skating racetrack in Milton at Weber Skate World open up in a month or so?
Yes.
It will. Will we get the U.S. championships here this year?
I think so, yes.
I think so, too. Yeah, I'm optimistic. I love it. And, I mean, this thing is, you could tell. I'm very excited about this. You heard David talking about this mifepristone, the abortion drug. Will there be a pause on that drug after this court case or this hearing today?
I think so.
You know, weirdly, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. And even if he does, I think there will be a stay put on that pending subsequent review. So will it change the actual access to that drug right now? I would think no. HB 999, we've been talking about it all morning. This is the higher education reform bill Alex Andrade is running. Will that bill pass, get signed into law, and take effect this year?
Yes.
Yes. Will people be yelling and screaming and, you know, wailing and moaning in the streets
Most
over
definitely.
It?
Most definitely.
Oh, yeah, they already are, of course. Absolutely. PFAS, the EPA came out with its preliminary rulemaking on the amount of PFAS allowed in the drinking water, 4 parts per million. Will this be the ultimate rule that we'll have to basically live by? Yeah, I think so, too. We're going to talk to Bruce Woody, the executive director of ECUA, about this later on today at 8:05. Will we be able to afford the changes necessary in order to accommodate that?
I hope so.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be the law. We're going to have to.
Local talk in the afternoon with Bobby Rossi, 4 till 7 is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.